Americana with your hosts,
Benzie and Wilkes.
Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back, Wilkes, to Dumbericana.
Hi, Ben.
Hello, listeners. We're so glad that we're back.
So glad.
Yes.
We're so glad you're back.
Thank you so much for sticking around. We know we had a break there previously. Hopefully you were able to listen to our little introductory back, I guess, in the second season. Is this season number two for
us? I guess, right? Summer season.
Summer break was, we had a little summer break. But why did we have a summer break, Wilkie?
Well, we did have a summer break, mostly because I'll take the blame this time.
Okay.
Nothing crazy, just that I have...
Well, what did we say? We said that life got in the way.
Life got in the way, and what I meant by that is that Leo and I are creating life, and I'm having a little baby.
Yay! We're going to have a little Demericanita or Demericanito with us.
Very soon, so they'll be here in January.
Yay!
And so the first couple of weeks were pretty rough for me, and I just didn't have the energy or the stomach do much, and so it was my fault.
Yeah. So amongst all the other things that we mentioned in our previous episode, if you didn't listen, go ahead and take 27 minutes to go and do so.
Yes.
We did go, of course, on vacation and all these things, but this was one of the major things that, as you were going through the first few months, that adjustment period, so.
And still, I guess I'm still adjusting to the fact that I'm going to be a mommy.
That's so crazy. You're going to have a little baby running around.
I know. So it's very... It's just very overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. But it's a good
But it's exciting.
Yeah.
So it's really fun, too. So it'll be a nice little adventure for us.
Yeah. That's actually a great segue. We're going to jump right into our topic because, first of all, we're so excited that Wilkie is going to be a mommy.
I'm going to be a mommy.
So do you have any, like, if somebody were to tell you, like, what's one of your big concerns? Of course, you want your baby to be healthy and safe and all of that. Do you have, like, any other kind of pressures or anything that you're kind of concerned about?
I think the pressure of just a first-time mother, being a first-time mother is very daunting because I feel like there's just so many ways to parent. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we went to the store just to look at bottles because I've been registering a little bit. And just to see what a baby needs in their first, like, months.
There are, like, things out there that I'm like, what is this?
Listen, the bottle aisle, we spent a good half hour there. I'm not even kidding. Like, we had a special, like, one of the employees come out and she kind of broke down every single bottle brand and what made one the better one and how one is shaped, like... breast, and it's supposed to be really good for breastfeeding babies, but you don't know if your baby's gonna breastfeed.
So it's a little,
So it's like, well, it'll reject you and have, and I'm just like very scared of being rejected by the baby. Like, I really wanna breastfeed. And, I don't know. So it's just like there's so many things you need to know, and I don't wanna do anything wrong. But I know there's a lot of people do a lot of things differently. So it's just, I don't know. I just don't want to mess up. Yeah. And I don't want to be judged for messing up because it's like my first time, right? Yeah. I've had nieces and nephews. I've been an aunt since I was 13.
Yeah.
So I've had plenty exposure. I babysat when I was in high school and college.
So it's not like your first time ever being around a baby.
Yeah, it's not going to be my first diaper. I think it might be Lael's first diaper change, though. Yes. He's got no clue.
He's one of three, and he's the first one to have a child. Mm-hmm. And even, like, because there's so many of us, like, he's my cousin, and we'll keep married into the family. Mm-hmm. So there's so many babies, and he has so many little cousins from, like...
Yeah.
But he's never, as a boy, in our culture, like, you don't go around changing baby diapers.
Yeah.
You leave that to the women. And he just never had to. Like,
yeah,
his sister would
hilarious.
Run in and grab it.
Going shopping with him is, like, the funniest. He's like, wait, so the baby needs a bassinet? And I'm like, not really, but I kind of want one for the stroller. And he's like, but wouldn't they be too big for that after? And I'm like, well, yeah, you only really leave them there for, like, 5 or 6 months.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh... And what about this? And what would you need this for? You know, like, I'm
but
like...
But it's so cute. Like, that's the
it's
adventure.
It's really cute.
Of
it's fun. Because I'm like, you know, I know I have a little bit more experience than he does. But So it is a little funny.
It's going to be really interesting to see the things that you might think you know more of. And then he comes and he...
He's probably going to be like beginner's luck for sure.
Yeah, like he's like, oh, look, he goes to the
sleep. I can't burp the baby. And he's going to be like, I'll do it. Yeah, like right
oh,
away.
The baby's not going to sleep. Oh, look, Lil's carrying him. Yeah. Her, and it's like, he's fine.
So I definitely think he's going to have the special like, okay, here, look. Look, I can't put the baby to bed. He'll be like, I'll handle it.
I
and
got
like,
this.
Come back and the baby's like, you know... sound asleep.
No, I'm so excited to see you guys.
So that'll be fun. But
that fear that you have is very common, but I wonder if that fear was common 50 years ago. Like you, people, like the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child was mm-hmm. very big, but what you did within your home was very private. How you chose to raise your child, nobody would interfere.
Yeah.
And like they just saw and they would mind their own business because it was rude to, you do not know, it was rude to intrude.
Right.
And you do not know what the dynamics are of that family. But that doesn't seem to be the case anymore.
No, I think right now we're in like the era or the age of like overexposure and everything. You know, there's people online who just take a picture of their kids and it's almost like keep it to yourself or keep it for their album, right? Or
but
you
know, it's a mixture of them exposing themselves too much and on top of that, the mixture of people feeling really brave behind the computer
mm-hmm.
where they're able to say things that they would never go up to you at the beach and say,
yeah.
your child is this or that.
Or you're doing this wrong.
No one will tell
oh my
you
God,
that to
you're
face.
Giving your kid formula? Why wouldn't you breastfeed?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like, oh, you're going to let him starve.
Yeah.
You do not know. There was actually this post circulating on Facebook, and they're like, for the person who they're wondering, when are you guys going to have a child? You don't know how long they've been struggling.
Yeah.
Or the person who says, you know, like, wow, you have six more and another on the way. Or you have six and another on the way.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand if she had tried to get pregnant before and finally
yeah.
she has. You don't understand no one's story.
Yeah.
And it's just when people feel like they have pegged you or, like, nailed you as, like, this is the kind of person you should be because this is what worked for me. I just feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is coming from the same people who want everyone to live their own life and be free and equality, and then they turn around and they say something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no, it definitely is. And, like, people who... Okay, not everyone wants to be a mom,
mm-hmm.
right? Not
mm-hmm.
everybody wants kids. And, like, Jennifer Aniston has been dealing with this for a long time where she finally had to say, like, stop imposing your version of happy onto me. Like, just because I don't have a kid... does it make me unhappy,
mm-hmm.
right? Because apparently, like, anytime she wears anything form-fitting that you can see, probably her lunch pouch
mm-hmm.
or whatever, oh, she's pregnant, finally. Jennifer Aniston's pregnant. Oh, you know. But she's not. And so I think that is also something where it's like, not everybody wants to have kids.
Not anybody can have
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, not everyone can, you know? So it's kind of like, it's just not your place. And I've had already like, I had someone come up to me and say I was fatter or, like, gaining weight. And it was just like, wait a minute. And at that point, I was just 3 months. Like, I had just made 3 months. And I was like, so we were announcing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just like, oh, my God, lady. Do you walk up to people and tell them that they're gaining weight? I mean, she's, like, a family friend on Leo's mom's friend.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of just like, yeah, because I'm pregnant, you fool. Like,
yeah, but I mean, not until the woman is like hobbling around that it's clearly a pregnancy and not, like you said, lunch or a weight
yeah.
gain. I mean,
don't
even
do
then
that.
You feel like
you
a certain type of way.
You don't go up to people and say you're gaining weight, you look a little rounder. Like, who says that?
Today at work, there's this girl who I see in and out, and she's not a stick figure, but she wouldn't be what I would consider plus size.
Mm-hmm.
She was probably like a size 8-10, you know, very normal, healthy-looking sized girl. And her husband also works there in a different department. And I went to the cafeteria or to the kitchen area, and I see her, and I can tell she's pregnant because I know what a pregnant woman looks like when
mm-hmm.
it's pregnancy and when it's just that she's put on a few pounds. And I know it's pregnancy, but I didn't want to be like, hello, you. Like, I don't
yeah.
speak to her like that. I don't know her. I know her from a distance.
Yeah.
Are you pregnant? So then me be the one with egg on my face when she's like, no, I had a procedure
yeah, no.
or what have you. And I'm like, I'm not going to be the one to do
no,
it.
I had a professor 1 year in college, and we all thought she was pregnant, but, like, I was like, don't you dare ask her, because I do not want us to be the ones that are like, So we waited, and she announced it late,
because mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
she was a little over, like, she was a little big, too, but,
mm-hmm.
so she announced it, like, right when she was going to take maternity leave. And we were just like, wait, what? You know, we were like, so you were this whole time? She's
yeah.
like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, all right, you know, congratulations and everything. But I'm like, no, don't Don't ever do that. That's a big no. That's don't so go crazy. Up to people and ask. You know, and don't... I'm okay with people rubbing my belly, but, like, I don't really have a belly yet.
So they're just rubbing your actual stomach. So it just
feels too close to me. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, I feel like when you pop a little bit, it's
it like, feels like a removed...
Yeah, it feels like it's external.
Mm-hmm. Like this thing that's on you. Like yeah, somebody it's like touching
my baby.
Your purse.
Yeah, it's like my baby, but it's like... I can see their hand. But mm-hmm. here I have to, like, look down and see them rubbing my
belly.
Well,
I'm sorry, because I sometimes rub your belly.
No, that's fine. Rubbing like, it, I appreciate when people ask me. I don't like people to just come up to me and, like, rub my stomach. I'm like, I'm not Buddha, you know? Like, you don't do that.
That's so funny. Well, I mean, I can kind of tell, like, if you're wearing a certain type of shirt. Like, mm-hmm. I know what you're typically very flat. Mm-hmm. And I can tell that you have a bump. You know, so I'm like, oh my god, there's a little baby, you know, but that's because yeah. I love you and whatever.
No, that's totally okay, no. But other people, I'm just like, oh, okay, and like, I have to brace myself for them to like, ooh.
To come at you with their paw.
I know, so, but another big thing that's in the media now with what you're talking about, like, over, or, you know, how it wasn't like this back in the day, but mm-hmm. it's like, a lot of people... do go behind the computer screen and mom shame.
Yeah, like mommy shaming has become, again, it became the opposite from it takes a village, and it takes a village and took it to another extreme. Yeah. So now it's like, this person needs to be arrested for treating her child the way she sees fit. My friend was a young mom. She wasn't a teenager, but she was a young mom, and she said something to another friend of ours who recently had a child. And her child was having like a rough couple of days, and mm-hmm. and she expressed her frustration. And my friend, whose child is now almost 10 years old, mm-hmm. she was like, "You are exactly what this baby needs. Nobody can be better to this child than you. You are the only person that this baby needs."
Yeah.
And that, even to me, and I'm not a mom, gave me a sense of comfort. I'm like, "Oh my God, you're absolutely right. There is no one, not your mom Wilkes, not no. anyone else, who, not even the doctor, who can come in and comfort and love the baby the way you will."
Right.
So, I don't know, I just feel like we all made it, and our parents made mistakes all the time that we will never know about because we survived.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like, you know, but nowadays it's like, if a mom doesn't breastfeed, she's doing it wrong. If she doesn't give them, you know, if you're not feeding your baby organic, mm-hmm. then... clearly you're doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. If you go to work every day, then oh my goodness, you're just a part-time mom. Why do you hate your child? Yeah. You know. But then again, if you stay at home, wow, why are you so lazy? Like mm-hmm. being a mom is not a job, right? Or whatever. Mm-hmm. The people who are, because now in the era of Pinterest mm-hmm. and everything being over the top, like now the moms who are too, like, what is it, the term, like helicopter mom, like mm-hmm. way too, like, overbearing and, like, wants to do the big party for, like, even their first month of mm-hmm. life or mm-hmm. something. You know, they want to make a big deal. People still find a way to say, you know, oh, of course they want to spend all this money in the first month. Or, you know, everything.
Or if you don't, if your baby's first birthday is not Pinterest worthy and documented to death, then you don't. You didn't do that right. And yeah. Come on, this is the first... Why did you cut the baby's hair? Because he felt... Like, I think it's cute when the baby doesn't have a haircut for the first year. Mm-hmm. But that's just my personal opinion. And yeah. I'd probably be like, oh, you cut his hair. It was so nice and long. But that's not my business.
Yeah.
I don't know what that mother has to struggle with, that long head of hair.
Like, yeah, that's true.
It's like, just... It's frustrating because I am a third-party person who I'm not pregnant. I don't have a child on the way. I haven't had a child. Nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But I have a lot of friends who have... And sometimes I look back and I'm like, when have I said or done something that polices them versus helping them? Like, what kind of advice can I, or even someone who is a mother, offer to somebody whose life and experiences and resources are completely different?
No, it's true. Because, and at first, like, if anyone tried to police my sister with her kids, like, I'd feel, I don't know, like, I'd feel possessed. Like, I'd be like, no.
You turn into Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, I'd be like super like, what, it's not, you're crossing a line. Mm-hmm. So I can't imagine how my sister would feel.
Yeah.
And now, like, I guess, I think I'm experiencing a little bit of like, mom, like, kind of like, I just want everyone to like leave, stop talking about my baby. I don't know, like, everyone has, or comes up to me and says, oh, I feel like you're having a boy or whatever. But I'm just like, stop imposing a gender on our baby. Like, mm-hmm. you don't know mm-hmm. what I'm having. Mm-hmm. And so when everyone says it, like, it just kind of... I don't know what it is. It's just kind of just like, shut up. You don't know, right? You don't know my baby yet. It's like, I don't even know my baby yet. Mm-hmm. We haven't even met him or her. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, I don't know. I can see where the, like, being possessive or something. But I did hear a really good quote once there. Was like that we don't, or our kids don't belong to us, that we belong to them. Mm-hmm. And it's where it's just like, you know, your kids, they're gonna leave and they're gonna grow and you're gonna try your best to raise them right. Mm-hmm. And you're not gonna do it alone, right? You need advice. Mm-hmm. Like people, that's why people buy the book, What to Do When You're Expecting.
What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Yeah, like you want to know and mm-hmm. you have your mom, you know, you wanna ask other mothers mm-hmm. what they did, just to know. You don't have to do what everyone else does. You can kind of make your own choice. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, the seeking advice part is not a problem. The problem is when it's unsolicited or mm-hmm. when it's coming from someone. Like if your mom gives you a certain advice, you're going to take it differently than if some random woman off the street tries to. But even then, that random woman off the street, it comes down to her intention. If she sees that your child is crying and you can't figure out, and she helps pick up the binky from the floor. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much. She's not imposing. You know, you have to be able to kind of determine when can I come in and help and when am I actually just hurting the situation.
Or when you're trying to impose your own beliefs. Like, so with, if the most exposed people, right, are celebrities. Mm-hmm. And the celebrities aren't exempt to this whole mommy shaming thing.
If anything, they get the worst end of it.
They get the most publicity from it, because if someone's mom shaming them, then it ends up on E! News the next hour, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, recently, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, they've been criticized for a lot of things. Like, I guess she Instagrammed while she was pregnant that she was eating, like, Fruit Loops or something, like sweet, mm-hmm. sugary cereals. And I'm going to say something. Listen, you crave the weirdest things mm-hmm. at the weirdest hours. I crave Lucky Charms all the time. And I have a bowl. You're mm-hmm. going to satisfy your craving. Mm-hmm. And so people got on and blasted her like, oh, how healthy you're being and you're pregnant and you're having sugary cereal. Why are you assuming that that's the only thing she ate all day, first of all?
Yeah, and let me look at your fridge and see what you do not have.
Yeah, why are you bashing her for having a bowl of cereal at night? Like, give her a break. Then
it used to be cute that a girl had, like, I just want a huge bowl of ice cream. Yeah. You know? And now it's like, how dare you do this?
Oh, my God, all that sugar. And you're creating
this is going to be developing gestational diabetes. Come on.
Then after she gave birth, or I think she got kind of bashed on a little bit because I think they did IVF, and mm-hmm. so she picked a girl. Mm-hmm. They got on her for choosing the gender of the baby.
Well, if you have the option.
Yeah, I mean,
some people can be like, nope, I don't care what it is. Whatever it is, that's what I want.
And some people really want what they want. Yeah. And that's okay, too. My goodness. Then they also got on her for going out to dinner with John a week after she had the baby. Look, if she had a shower mm-hmm. and was able to get dressed and walk out of the house, good for her. Honestly, there's moms who, like, when my sister gave birth, you know, I was coming over and she'd spend the whole day because you're so busy and tired mm-hmm. that you don't have time to shower.
Yeah, and babies are only sleeping for a couple minutes at a time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so good for her that she can. I mean, just because you have a baby doesn't mean your life is over. Mm-hmm. They can't go to dinner anymore.
That's so crazy.
So that was one thing.
Another thing relating to Chrissy Teigen mm-hmm. was, being that she has been the recipient on the bad end of a lot of mom shaming, mm-hmm. she stuck up for another celebrity, Kristen Cavallari. Let me be really honest. She posted up a picture of her sons at the beach, and it was just a family picture. And she was like, my boys. And people were like, Kristen, I love you. You're wonderful, but your baby is too skinny. And he's like a toddler. Mm-hmm. And they're like, he's too thin. And I did see it, and we're like, whoa. Yeah, like, that's the first thing you notice, that the child's back was very bony, and you can mm-hmm. see his ribs. But I've seen skinny children who are well-loved, and they're just small.
My nephew is like he's literally a skeleton.
Yeah.
But he eats like a monster, and you're just like, where does it go? Yeah. You know, some kids just have fast metabolisms, mm-hmm. and kids run around. They're two. She's got what, two boys? They're mm-hmm. probably roughhousing and running. Their dad is a football player, for goodness sake. They're probably out there running with him.
Yeah. And so, who knows what they were as a, like, my nephew was so chubby he couldn't walk for 15 months mm-hmm. because his feet couldn't support him. He was tall and chubby for his age. And then suddenly he just shot upwards and lost a ton of weight. And he got really skinny, and now he's fine. But it was, I looked at the picture and I could see what they're saying, but it doesn't give them the right to do so. And it's like, had you seen her at the beach, would you have gone up to her and be like, "Excuse me, Kristen, you, oh, Precious."
She wants to get. I think she needs to grow up. Yeah.
So, like, you don't go up to her and you start thinking. You don't say those things out loud.
Yeah, no, you don't say that. Okay, Precious, 1 second. I know, you're getting jealous. You're my baby, too. You're going to be a big sister.
Oh, my God. There she goes.
Good for Chrissy for standing up for her. And I think Kristen kind of took it in stride.
She left the picture
up there, you know. And good for her, because that, who are we to say how to people should parent their kids, you know? If they're not abusing them and, like, you know, then... whatever. But mm-hmm. and another thing with another celebrity is, like, Victoria Beckham, it was Harper's birthday,
and that's her daughter,
a couple days ago, and she posted a photo of them, like, in a swimming pool or whatever, and she's, like, giving her a little kiss on the lips mm-hmm. and what Harper's, like, I think she just turned 4 or 5 mm-hmm. and people were like, "Oh my God, where have your lips been?" And kissing your kid on the lips, like, it's sexual or whatever.
Only because you're, like, making it sexual.
And it's just like, why? I remember my mom giving me kisses on the lips when mm-hmm. I was little.
My nephew didn't understand how to not kiss us on the lips. And I was going to be like, "Get away!
Yeah, like,
this is sexual."
Yeah, like, no, come on. Kids don't have that. Like, I get older people have that image or, like, think that. But little kids are innocent. And mm-hmm. they don't think, "Oh my God, I'm, you know,
kissing my mommy."
Yeah, no, come mm-hmm. on, people. Seriously. Mm-hmm. So they made a whole big thing about that.
That is so crazy. That's not even, like, a new thing, kissing your child on the lips.
No. That's so crazy. The thing they choose. But then another way, like, let's... without the celebrities, like, regular people, right? Like, so the Disney attack with the gator.
Oh, my gosh. That was so tragic.
The first thing everyone said was, where were the parents?
They were in their room by themselves, and they left their child in the lake. That's no, of course
they
not.
They were right there.
They were with their child.
Hurt by an alligator trying to fight it off.
He was prying the alligator, which is heartbreaking. Again, if you listen to our other episode... this happened right after the Orlando shooting. So Orlando had a really rough... or right before the Orlando shooting?
Right after. It was literally like 3 days later.
It was like a really rough week for Orlando. Mm-hmm. And so everyone was already on edge. And then, I mean, I've been to the Grand Floridian. And they have a movie night. And it's a little beach area, mm-hmm. which is not an actual beach. I know not to go into a lake because I know that there are animals in there. But tourists that come from Utah do not.
I did not know.
You know, and so...
honestly, and I've lived here a year and a half already.
Like, I know because there's a lake in front of my house, and I'm like, I'm not going to go in there because there's probably, like, a turtle or a crazy fish or something. Maybe not
but
an alligator.
But what do you think, an alligator?
No, but I just wouldn't go because I think this water's dirty. It's
okay,
not...
yeah. I would think the bacteria more than the gator.
Yeah. So the baby was in wading length water, like, maybe ankle deep. And for mm-hmm. a child, that's a couple inches. And at night, you cannot see crocodiles. They don't make a noise. And the dad, I mean, he just snatched the baby. And the dad is prying the alligator's mouth open, mm-hmm. according to reports, and couldn't do anything. And then he dragged the baby. And it was just horrifying.
It's tragic. It's actually, like, I don't even know. I couldn't even imagine.
Like, and they couldn't find the body right away. They found him, like, 15 hours later with divers. And then, of course, the other aspect is people are like, "Oh, so they killed 8 gators?"
Yeah, looking for this baby. And just because the mom was right there with him and the dad, you know. And then they try to say, like, why were they in the lake? Well, why does Disney make this place look like an actual beach? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's true. And I will say, I was guilty of the, like, where the heck were the parents?
But well, then everyone asks that.
When I read the first story, just said baby taken by gator, and you're just assuming, like, well, the baby must have been alone, right? Mm-hmm. You're not thinking. And then later on, they're saying, no, the mom was there. The little sister was, like, in a playpen or something. Mm-hmm. Like, she was also building castles mm-hmm. or whatever. The dad got injured helping the baby. So you're just like, okay, this wasn't, like, the parents were watching the movie and the babies were just playing in the water.
Which when you, because when they frame it like that, they're like, there was a movie night on the beach and they were watching a movie and the baby got grabbed by an alligator.
It sounded like the parents were just distracted. Like, yeah.
And who knows how long the baby was in the water with them looking off in the other direction. Yeah. But they were right there and it just happened in a heartbeat. And why did you let the baby in the water? There are signs.
Yeah, they get bashed a lot.
There are signs. I will say there are. I've seen them. But they're small, off to the side.
But they're not gator in the water signs.
No, just stay out of the water signs. And so in support of that, a lot of other people who visited the Grand Floridian, they sent pictures of their little ones ankle deep in the water and said, my child stood right where yours was a day ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't think
twice. Hours ago. Yeah. Like,
they probably crossed paths. They probably played together.
Probably. You know? And never, you know, so it was nice to see that too, because right away the parents got like, you know, so much hate. And then the same thing with the gorilla.
Harambe, yeah.
Yeah, with the, you know, the mom, they even were investigating them. Like, she probably did it on purpose and let him fall in there. Oh, why wouldn't you just watch your kid at the zoo? First of all, why would you ever think your kid would want to jump into a gorilla pen?
Their argument of the people who are bashing these parents of the child in the Cincinnati Zoo, they were saying, like, oh, well, the child was telling his mom, I'm going to go into the gorilla enclosure. She probably said, no, you're not.
Yeah.
They're not, she's not going to be like, fine, jump in. Let me throw you.
Have at it.
Let me give you a leg up.
Please
like,
go.
She was probably like, no, and didn't think her child was going to climb over the enclosure. Because my nephew says, I'm going to build a house. And I don't think he's actually going to go build a house because he's a child.
Come back in. He's got like a mansion
look
built.
Look at this.
Like, it's not Minecraft.
Like, you, the fact that people, I mean, yeah, listen to your kids, but you as the parent know the child, and no one ever expects their child to want to climb into a gorilla pen. Yeah. And so when you see the video, it's really traumatizing because people are like, oh, he was protecting the, people were joking around saying, oh, the gorilla was protecting the baby more so than the mom. And you're like, this was a wild animal who had a different species.
Who's caged up all day.
All day.
Or does, you know, like,
dragging this kid through the water and one false move and the baby's, or the kid is dead.
Yeah.
And now their uproar is, oh, they killed this beautiful animal. Well, what if they would have killed the kid? Would the kid would have been something that you would have supported too? Like, I don't
know.
They
probably would have called for the parents to get, like, criminal charges or something. I'm surprised they haven't charged them for the death of the gorilla yet because, I don't know. So it's kind of like the fear, and I think people who don't explicitly put themselves out there for for anything. Like, you know, these people, the mom that suffered the tragic thing at Disney and the girl, like, they didn't put themselves on Instagram or something. It's something, like, something happened to them.
They both were on a trip with their family.
Yeah, and people have somehow made it be this thing where they should be blamed for it. Or it's like, they're already suffering, like, the greatest loss you can ever have as a parent, and now you're blaming them for it. Like, I'm sure, listen, I'm sure they blame themselves already.
Oh, absolutely. You even know? If even if we, I mean, we can chalk it up to it not being their fault. They didn't throw the child in the water.
Yeah, but they're definitely feeling like, what if I didn't do this? What if I didn't, you know, what if we chose to skip the movie night? Oh, maybe the little sister said she was tired, but they insisted. We should have listened, you know, like, whatever circumstance, whatever thing happened, they're gonna think
it was
preventable. But now they're hearing millions of people on, you know, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and on the news, and, you know, people saying, yeah, it's what they get for not watching their kid. Like, can you imagine that? I could never.
I mean, there's a saying that says, there's a word for when you lose a spouse, and it's that you're a widow or a widower. There's a word for when you lose a parent, and it's that you're an orphan. There is not a word for when a parent loses a child, because it's not natural. But I would like to think, and I'm very humbled, and it's really warm feeling to think, like, I would like to think that the voices of those who are supportive and the voices of those who are saying, like, we're with you through this awful thing, and we're not going to add more misery to your pain, is louder than the critics who feel like if they somehow have a right
to parent
on the behalf of someone else. And so I would say, whenever you are faced with something like that, if you're not going to be adding to the support, then don't add at all. Like, don't say anything at all, because keep your opinions to yourself. You're not going to teach this mother a lesson. She's like, you know what, you're right. You're absolutely right. Thank you so much for sharing that thing that I did not know. What, you're just satisfying your own selfish desire to put your opinion out there, because the one thing we like to do is hear ourselves talk.
It's so true. And we don't know anyone's circumstance. And back to, like, the mom shaming of how people kind of, like, let's say some people breastfeed and so they feel like they're on a high horse and everyone else should breastfeed. Well, guess what? Not everyone can produce milk,
mm-hmm. you know? Well, I mean, your opinion is your own and you don't have to share if you don't want to, Wilkes. But I had asked you, thinking of planning this episode, I was like, oh, I wonder, you know, what you feel, being that you work in the medical field in general, or what, you know, what you feel about epidurals, because they've come under a lot of fire. Some people are like, it's the best thing that could have happened to me because I would have died had I not.
Listen, I know myself and I know that I cry when I, like, get pinched. Mm-hmm. I cannot. Mm-hmm. And my mom asked me too, because my mom, she said that she did all three mm-hmm. deliveries with no epidural. And I'm like, listen, you're a saint. But I cannot do that.
Thanks, mom, for all you went through.
You know, you are one of a kind, mom. But listen, you know me. I cry for like a mosquito bite.
There was a coworker of mine who, when she had her first child, she insisted that she wanted to have a C-section. She did not want to do natural. She had wanted a C-section, mm-hmm. which is really strange because usually parents want, or mother wants to do natural. Mm-hmm. So me, in my ignorance and in my lack of social grace, I was like, what? That's awful. Because I thought I knew, because I researched for 2 minutes when my sister was pregnant. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, natural, of course, it helps the baby clear out their passageways. You know, it's just the way that your body is meant to do that. Yeah. You get to heal right away. C-sections are so awful. And she was just like, no. And her doctor was kind of giving her some pushback because they weren't going to give her a C-section without a need. And she said, no. And she scheduled it. And so she had her C-section and she was very happy. And looking back, I'm like, I don't know what she can and cannot go through. And mm-hmm. I can't.
Some
she
people is, are just...
The baby is born. The baby is healthy. The baby's here and he is loved. Mm-hmm. And she is just as much a mother and he is just as healthy had he been born naturally.
And you know what? Some people have birth plans and some people want to give birth with a midwife and something happens. You have to be open and flexible with your own birth plan because you can be at your midwife and something can happen that you need to go to the hospital.
That happened to a friend of mine. She had a beautiful...
You never know.
Like pool delivery planned mm-hmm. and then the baby's health became the biggest problem.
Compromised and
yeah, it became the biggest focus. And it was just you mm-hmm. can try for your pool birth and be in awful pain and the baby be in distress, or we can get this baby out of you and you can, you know, and so they had to go with what was best for the baby in that moment. And I have another friend who had her baby in her home, and it was a very long labor, but the baby's here. Mm-hmm. You know, she had it the way she wanted to, and I think she would have probably changed a few things, because no delivery is perfect.
Yeah.
But no one came to her home and said, you're doing this wrong.
Right.
You know, so, I don't know, it's just...
It's just one of those things that every mom is different, every child is different, so it's just like, just let people live. You know, like, unless they're doing some absurdly negligent thing and you do have to, like, for sure call, you know, the Department of Child Services if mm-hmm. you see something like a kid not getting fed or a kid mm-hmm. not going to school or something crazy like that, then okay.
But those are things that you can... Those are clear distinctions between mm-hmm. a child who is being neglected and a child whose parents are just, they have their own style of parenting.
Their own style.
You know, like, if you know, for instance, like, my friend who has a new baby, they have a pit bull at the house. Mm-hmm. Am I going to be like, no, I'm a pit bull?
Oh, my God.
No, pit bull, she is big and floppy, but she is a sweetheart. And that pit bull protects the baby, like, if it's her own. And so... Somebody else can say what they want, but my friend, ultimately, she knows what's best for the baby because mm-hmm. she knows the dog, she knows whatever. But, I don't know, I would like to see more, I don't know, I guess I would like to see more people in support of, man, we're all just trying to make it.
Of just being a parent. Yes. Parenthood is hard already.
No one is born knowing how to do it.
It's hard, and you know what, my mom would always say, like, as soon as you know you're pregnant, as soon as the baby's there, that's it. You'll never sleep a full... Like, you're always going to be worried about something. And it is so true. Like, any little pain, I'm already like, oh, my God. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just worried. But that's only because you love your baby so much already mm-hmm. that you don't want anything to... You know, you don't want anything to happen to your baby. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like, I couldn't imagine dealing with my own worries and then having to worry about... Oh, God, what is the rest of the world going to think mm-hmm. if I post this photo of my baby in the carrier and it's in, and she, or the baby's in wrong, you know? So it's kind of like Blake Lively got flack for that too. Like, I guess, Ryan, is that her husband's name? The baby, they put her in the carrier the wrong way. And he had to go on the news like a couple weeks later. Like, he was interviewing for Deadpool or whatever. And he was like, guys, that was the first time I used a carrier.
But suddenly it's something that was supposed to be a fun, like, not
like
supposed
a cute
to
little
be.
Photo. They never show photos of the baby. And it was just like, you can only see the baby's feet dangling. But right away people were like, you're using the carrier wrong. Oh my God, you're going to kill your baby. It's going to suffocate. And they're like, well, you don't know anything about that photo. That the baby could have been in the carrier for like a second and just
and
to
then
take
he
the
realized,
photo.
Yeah.
So it's like, so he had to go.
I just feel like that would have been a funny, like a funny story or anecdote. Like oh, do you remember when he put the baby
in
backwards?
The wrong way? Come on.
And now
you know?
It's like, oh, you have to announce in the news that you forgot how to use a baby carrier.
Yeah, oh, you have to say it was the first time we used it because now everyone thinks we're bad parents.
Like, because you made a mistake, a human error.
People shouldn't have to explain their parenting choices, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, again, everything is within reason, and we all as human beings know what should and should not, for basic survival, what should and should not be done. And that's what I think it means when the old adage says it takes a village to raise a child. There was an episode of Mad Men where they were having like some sort of a dinner party, and there were some kids, and the kids that came to visit were running around, and the owner of the house grabbed the kid and spanked him. And it was kind of shocking to see. And then I had to think, okay, this is set in the 60s where it was very normal for, like, again, for the village to raise the child. And back in the 60s, if the student came...
Look, if I don't love you and you hit my kid, I will murder you. Like, I will not in this village thing. I'd be like, unless you're, like, immediate family or, like,
a babysitter
a very hell no, not even a babysitter.
When I say babysitter, I mean like somebody who is like your sister's babysitter.
Yeah, like something where it's like you've been in the family for a long time. Like there's another show or a show, I don't know, The Slap.
The Slap, yeah. I don't know and how far that went though.
I don't know either, but like I remember it was a very like, because the baby was like autistic or whatever, the child, and so they slapped him. And it was kind of like, well, and it's jarring because you're like, I don't know. Anytime I even see a parent hit their kid in public, I cringe. I'm like, oh my God, please don't embarrass your kid in public. Like, that does no one any favors. You know, the kid's going to hate you for doing that. You're going to look like the biggest douche in the world. Like, come on.
Well, I had a friend someone who I used to know years ago, who she was like, if my child fell and scraped himself really bad or bumped himself and he has like a bump on his head, she's like, I wouldn't take him to school, because I'm so glad that now teachers can be involved and notice, because they're with the student more so than the parents in some cases. They can say like, this child is wearing the same clothes for the two days in a row, or hasn't eaten, or has a weird bruise on his arm.
Yeah.
But in the same vein, in that same cautiousness, a parent now has to answer for every nick and bump that the kid has.
True.
And so she's like, one day when the bump was too bad, I didn't send him because I just did not want to run into a problem where there's questions being asked and my child being taken away from me because he slipped and fell.
For like a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
and so, again, there's good intentions. Other people are just too, not meddlesome, that's not the word I want to use. Other people are just jumping to conclusions.
Yeah. I would agree with that, too. Very, very much jumping to conclusions.
Yeah. But so, as a mommy-to-be, Wilkes, do you have a dumb moment for this particular episode or topic?
I think my dumb moment would be that there's a lot of different ways in parenting. And I don't think there's a right way or a wrong way. Like, you figure out your baby's needs and you kind of go with that, you know? Like, every kid is different, so every parent has to be different, right? I think that's what it is. Like, there's no real rule book on how to parent.
Yeah. Another dumb moment that I think is very appropriate is you showed me a commercial for the Similac milk, and they had the different like parties of
we'll link it on the post.
It was just a lot of different type, like, oh, this is the natural birth, and this is the breastfeeding group, and the mm-hmm. bottle feeding. And at the end, they're all, like, gonna fight, and then one of the mother's children, like, the stroller starts rolling away, mm-hmm. and they forget their differences. And I feel like that is so poignant, because you start thinking to yourself, those little differences pale in comparison to the safety and well-being of a child. Yeah. And it's just the basic necessity for a child to be loved and protected, regardless of how it's done.
Mm-hmm. And you realize you're all in for the same end game, right? You want your baby, you want all babies to be safe and healthy mm-hmm. and happy and live very good lives.
Yeah.
So you're going to care. And I think people care too much, maybe. Maybe that's a problem.
Yeah, could be. I think they might have witnessed something that was not right, and in their effort to make up for it might have overstepped a certain yeah. boundary. But just trust that that person loves their baby and is trying to do the best that they can with what they have.
Right.
And when they need you, they'll ask you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, then just graciously back out.
Then have play dates, you know, if you're both moms mm-hmm. and, you know.
There's just a movie coming out that's called Bad Moms or Bad Moms Club.
Oh, yeah. I saw the Mila Kunis one,
yeah,
I think.
Mila Kunis is in it. And I'm like, this. I think the tides are turning. And I think that people are like, let's have some grace for yeah. the moms who are not Pinterest perfect and
it's
are
true.
Not at every PTA meeting.
And don't have, like, the really good bento box lunch with, like, the decorative little toys on them. Like, I can't imagine. And it's true. Like, some moms on Instagram and Pinterest, they make it look so easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you're just like, why can't I? Like, I can't imagine.
I can't even pack my own lunch.
Yeah.
How am I going to pack my
I'm
child?
I'm trying to get, like, 5 minutes before I'm out the door. I don't know what
I've
would do.
I've used Country Crock butter containers, and I'm ashamed to eat in front of people at my job, so I, like, hide somewhere in the hallway so that I can just, like, shove
it's
this.
True.
In. And how, so, I don't know, just have grace. Everyone's trying to do their best.
Everyone's doing their best, you know? You have to believe that. Everyone's doing their best.
Awesome.
But, so, yeah.
And we are going to be doing our best as Demericana to provide as many hopefully interesting
topics
as possible. But we need your help. So make sure that you are always, as always, tuning in and telling your friends and your family about us. Do you, as our listeners, have any stories of maybe when you felt like you were being patrolled or policed?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have an opinion or maybe something that we didn't consider in maybe support of mom shaming or mom policing, whatever
yeah,
you guys
that's true
feel.
Too.
Yeah, maybe there is a valid reason as to why certain things are being said.
Because it could be taken, and if you do it in the right way, it could be taken as a learning thing, right?
Yeah, it could,
like,
be helpful.
That probably helped Blake Lively know, like, okay, hey, we're putting the baby in this thing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do something else. Let's
yeah.
figure it out. You know, so it can be good, but it's just the delivery in all things, right? The
yes.
delivery is key.
Absolutely.
So
the delivery is key when you're talking about how to deliver your baby.
Yes. But I'll keep you guys posted with my little
baby watch 2016.
Baby watch. Yep.
Kind
2016.
Of a winter baby.
The baby will come in January, so we'll be celebrating the new year at the
maybe
hospital.
Maybe if the baby comes early, you can claim it on your taxes.
I know. Just a couple days.
Christmas baby.
4 days early, okay? I'm due literally on the 3rd.
I don't think you're going to. Well, who knows? Some people make it past the due date,
mm-hmm.
so we'll
some
keep
people,
you
my sister went early on her first baby.
Oh.
So maybe.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Well, like we said, just follow us on Instagram, Twitter, write us, email. Don't forget to go to Demericana.
Comment on this post when we post it up.
Yes, comment and like and share your friends. Tag your friends.
Yes, please.
Who are mothers and who might want some encouragement to know that they're not alone out there. So we'll be back soon. We are going to be taking a trip soon, so there may be a bit of a lag there, but we will be right away.
With all the fun and hysterically amazing stories we'll bring back. It's a cousin cruise, so
yes.
I can't even imagine the shenanigans, you guys, because I can't part. I'll be the one who remembers it all, since I cannot drink anything.
Oh my god, you're making it sound like alcoholic.
So I'm gonna remember everything of this vacation.
So thank you so much. Don't forget to tune in. If you didn't hear our most recent episode, go back and it's lighthearted and it's our opinion on our favorite non-favorite celebrity,
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Taylor Swift. And like I said, hit us up. Thanks so much for tuning in, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.